This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Levi Ubelt, our producer, he's snuggled nice and warm back there in the studio. Dan Newkirk and I, we're up here. We're braving the elements in the press box. Actually, it is quite comfortable here. A difference from last week, Nokomis, as I was going home from the regional cross-country meet, I went by there, thought about watching that game a little bit, but it was driving rain so hard, the part of me that's sane said, "Hey, crazy man, don't you dare stop." Today the sun's shining, the wind is blowing, but it's a beautiful day for playoff football.
North Mac Panthers waiting to literally the last 30 seconds of the countdown to get their team on the field, which if they're not all on by zero, it is a delay of game penalty, Gary. So Coach Bowman playing it right down to the line, keeping them inside and keeping them warm right up to the last minute.
They will be kicking off and defending the goal to the west, or to the left as we look down from left to right is the direction the North Mac Panthers will be going. They'll have the wind at their back here in the first quarter, will the Panthers, but it'll be the Vandalia Vandals getting the ball first. Vandalia decked out in their red over red uniforms with the white numerals, white trim, red helmets with a big white V on the side. North Mac on the other side, they'll be white over black with the black and dark blue numbers as they will be kicking off as soon as we can get them out on the field. Vandalia will get the opportunity with the ball first, and I'll tell you what, offensively they have been, as we said, a juggernaut all year long, averaging 44 points a game. And I don't care who you're playing, when you can put an average of 44 points up each and every week, that's some kind of offense.
Yeah, it really is. And they're, you know, playing some very quality matchups. Carlinville, Greenville to note, and then Pena putting together an outstanding season this year. They're battle-tested, and this is an offense and defense both with a lot of size, a lot of speed, and a lot of experience. So I'm sure this is, in the Vandalia Vandals' mind, just step one of a long process of the state playoffs.
Well, North Mac will kick off from the left hash mark, and it'll be a short kick. They don't want to get to the deep men, but it does get back there anyway, as it looks like it's going to be Gavin Davis who's going to try to run it around to this side. He's going to be brought down out there.
It's Jacob Ferguson on the tackle for the North Mac Panthers.
And so Vandalia will start, and they will get the ball on their own, what are we going to call that, about the 26?
Ferguson making a nice play on that, kind of slashed through the blockers in red because they had some blocks set up.
Lanny Sussenbach is the wide receiver over to the far side. Out there with him is Gavin Davis. We've also got two wide receivers this side. Jacob Fickus is out here. And the other wide receiver is Garrett Austin. One man in the backfield, Thomas Ritchie, behind Matthew Wells. Wells in the pistol. He'll be in a shotgun with a back behind him. He'll take the snap. He'll hand the ball to Ritchie. Ritchie spins off a tackle. He's able to make some yardage out of what looked like nothing as the Panthers did a good job of closing it up inside, but he spins out, gets out to about the 29 for a gain of 3. We'll call it 2nd and 7.
Really, you know, when you look at that, it's almost a gain of 5, Gary, because they had him bottled up in the backfield. Thomas Ritchie making a really nice play there to spin out and pick up those extra yards.
So that'll bring up a 2nd and a long 6 or a short 7. Same setup, two wides left, two wides right, one back in the backfield. Wells calls, and this time he'll give it to Ritchie once again, and Ritchie's going to be tripped up at the 34 by the North Mac defense, and it looks like number 25 there for North Mac coming up with that stop, and that was Cole Etter. Etter, who we didn't get to see earlier in the season, he was out with an injury. He's playing now. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 with the ball resting on the 34.
Cole Etter is playing, but I don't appear to be fully recovered. He has a very large wrap or almost cast on that left hand of his.
Not exactly handicapped, but handicast, as they would say. Man going in motion now. They'll run that jet sweep. No, it's going to be fumbled, and I believe that the Panthers have come up with the ball. Indeed, they have. Lucas Taylor. It was a bad connection between the quarterback and the jet sweep back, and Lucas Taylor was right there. He was in the right place at the right time. First big break goes to the Panthers of North Mac. Lucas Taylor with the fumble recovery.
looked like it was a dual option play where the quarterback was going to have the option of reading an end and pulling the ball or give it to the jet man, and they just got a little bit mixed up on the communication. The ball wound up on the grass.
They'll mark it on about the 31 and trying to go up the middle, not going to go very far as the Vandals send good defense up the chute. Making the tackle there is number 77. That will be Tyler Worker as he brings him down outside the 30 on about the 33. So we'll call it a loss of two. Make it second and 12. Worker did a good job of shooting through there.
Worker being the little guy on that defensive line at 5'10", 180. He's up there with Anthony Enlow at 6'4", 320, and Nathan Plunkett at 6'2", 240. So plenty of size for the Vandals.
Then Osdo is going to roll out, wants to air it out. He can't find anybody. He's going to be brought down. Good swarming defense by Zane Ulmer of the Vandals. Brings Vanosville down all the way back at the 39, so that'll be a loss of six more. Third and 18 for North Mac. They're going the wrong way, Dan.
Yeah, they really are, and that was something that we knew was going to be a potential, that this Vandalia defense, very fast, very athletic, very big, and that's a dangerous trio, and they're showing that already.
Well, we said they've been averaging, giving up less than 9 points a game, and you can see there exactly why that stat is so true, as they have had good pursuit into the backfield, and now it's going to bring up a third and very long passing situation for Van Osdell and the Panthers here, as they'll have three tight trips over to the left side. He's got some protection. He gets the pass off, overthrows the receiver, and it'll go incomplete, bring up a punting situation. So despite the fact that Vandalia makes the early mistake and the early turnover, their defense rises to the occasion, three and out, it would appear, for the North Mac Panthers, or will they go for it here?
It was one of Benazel's favorite targets, Kyle Fouts. It was the intended pass receiver. Good defense on the play by Jane Lotso, and Benazel threw the ball in a place where only Fouts was going to be able to get it, but it was just out of reach.
Low and outside, as they would say. Low and outside. Should bring up a punting situation. Hergenrother was a little bit late getting over to the sideline. The officials do not throw the flag. And it will be punt time as Garrett Bearden will punt it into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. And so Vandalia will get the ball first and 10 on their own 20. We'll take a quick break. Be back after this one message on WSMI.
The mission at Madison Communications is to ensure that customers get the best products and services at an affordable price. That's why Madison is moving ahead with Madison Fiber. Get details and sign up at GoMadison.com. The staff and management at Madison Communications want to wish you and your family a blessed Thanksgiving.
WSMI 1540 FM 106.9.
Richie's going to get the call. Thomas Richie, the 5'10", 185-pound senior. They send wide receivers left and right to try to spread that defense out a little bit. Richie up the chute is going to pick up a tough three to the 23. We'll call it second and seven.
It looks like a lot of the run options are quarterback, running back options with Matthew Wells always having the option of hanging on to the ball.
We'll see now as he'll roll out. Got a good block there to stay open and then passes, and it is completed to Gavin Davis. Davis is going to be brought down, but not until he gets out to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 17-yard pickup and a first and 10 for the Vandals. Nice throw, nice catch.
I was watching back on the quarterback. Wells was under a little bit of pressure and was actually tackled just as he was letting go of that really well-thrown ball.
And you have to remember, this is probably, about a 15, 18-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the west-northwest. Vandalia is throwing right into it now, but Wells not altered at all because of that. This time, he was going to run the option and keep it himself, and as he made the fake, planted the foot went out from under him, and he'll go down back on about the 35. So it'll be a loss of five, so it's going to bring up a second down. Let's call it 14.
And that's his favorite running back, Thomas Richie, that he was trying to hand off with there. They move Richie out to a slot position like they did in the last series and try to run a jet sweep type motion with him, just creative ways of getting Thomas Richie the ball, and both times they've tried that, the ball's wound up on the ground.
7:20 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Each team has had a possession. Vandalia with their second possession. And now it's going to be a quick pass out here to Fickus. Fickus turns the corner and gets back out to about the 39. So he picked up the 4 yards they lost on that last one. That's still going to bring up about a 3rd and 10. I know you like that pass. Throw it out there nice and short. Let him run for yards after the catch.
Right. Just very safe, too. Very safe pass, very safe play. And the key thing it does early in the game is it gets the defense running from sideline to sideline. And, they're going to test their conditioning early here.
Carson Root is the wide receiver down here on the short side, or the side nearest to us, nearest to the Vandalia line. Now in motion will go Richie. They'll fake to him, give it to the second man through, Garrett Austin. Austin making some nice yardage, going off tackle on that left side, gets the ball out over the 45 to about the 46. So he's picked up 7, needed 10, going to bring up a 4th and 3 near midfield. Going to punt it into the wind here, or are you going to go for it? What do you say, Gambler?
Well, they're on the wrong side of the field, but they are lined up in their offense.
Yeah, they're not sure where they're supposed to go, and right now the man who really is uncertain where to go is Carson Root. They sent him to the left. They sent him to the right. Now they're going to have to take a timeout. Vandalia timeout on the field, 5:58 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, Vandals and Panthers. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, it would appear that Vandalia is going to go for it on 4th down as they send trips out to the right. That's the far side. And the single receiver out here, that's Garrett Austin. As in the pistol is Matthew Wells. Now he'll empty the backfield, seeing the other guy out, and then run the quarterback draw. And the Panthers would have nothing to do with that as they had Cole Etter coming in to make the stop. So once again, it is the defense of North Mac. It comes up with a big play. This time, Cole Etter with a big stop on the 41. So North Mac, who got the ball on the Vandalia 31, their first possession after a fumble recovery, this time are going to get it on the Vandalia 41 as they'll take over on downs.
You know, quite a size advantage Vandalia brings into this game. But when you look at the experience that Coach Bowman's have over on the North Mac sideline, you know, that was just a good example of there where they schemed that perfectly to stop the quarterback.
Well, here's what you got going, though. You've got a Vandalia defense that says, I don't care where we are on the field, we can make the stop. Ethan Plunkett, the big 6'2", 240-pound senior, stops the running back right in his tracks. We'll mark it at the 41, call it 2nd and 10.
Yes, with the confidence that they're gaining on defense here, I'm not sure there's a place on the field. They won't be comfortable going on 4th down.
This is our turf, and we're protecting it. That's what they're going for.
We're still waiting to see North Mac cross the line of scrimmage, so that has a tendency to give a defense some confidence.
You got 4 pretty big linemen up there, and I mean to tell you, they are dominating. Now they're going to send the linebacker through, and the quarterback's going to keep it. He'll turn the corner, but he won't go anywhere. Maybe get back to the 40, as coming up on the tackle that time was Robbie Durbin. And making the stop just inside the 40. We'll give him a gain of 1. It's 3rd and still about 9 to go. And I'll tell you what, this Vandalia defense, very impressive in the early going.
Very, very big, fast. And we can see there where they had some run option plays, showed a lot of discipline in staying home and making Van Osdale keep the ball and just try to get it what he could.
So 3rd and 9 from just inside the 40-yard line. Benazdo goes back, looks for a receiver, finds one at about the 30-yard line. He's going to be brought down quickly, as that was Kyle Fouts who made the play. Who was that on the tackle there? Is that Kaiser, or was that Phillips, or was that a combination of the two?
I think a combination, but I think Phillips was there first to wrap him up. Kaiser helped clean up.
Well, mark it on the 32, give him a gain of 8. Problem was he needed 9, so that's 4th and 1 for the Panthers. As Van Osdell goes over to the sideline to get the play. We understand that up Route 51, Pena has jumped out to a 7-0 lead as they take on. Oh, it's going to be quarterback sneak, and I'm not sure he's going to get there. Vandals defense, they put up a wall right at the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark the ball on the 31. I believe it's going to come up short, as it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Vandals. Well, We've been talking about the Vandals and their defense, and boy, did they come to play on that play.
And I don't necessarily hate the call. You've got Jake Van Osdell, 6'3", 175 pounds, big quarterback that you think can pick up that tough yard. But boy, that interior defensive line of the Vandals is showing so far. They're not going to get pushed around. That's for sure.
So the offense for North Mac has been sputtering, to say the least. From the 31, it will be first and 10 for the Vandals. They're going to send a blocker. Oh, nice block over there to kick that end out, but the Panthers did a good job of settling in and staying close to home for a minimal gain that time. Is that Ritchie on the carry?
Yeah, Thomas Ritchie. They're going to mark him for a loss of a yard on the play.
So we'll mark it about at the 31. That'll be a second and still long to go here. Both teams playing some pretty good defense here in the early going. Ritchie, of course, very, very dangerous runner. And so far, the Panthers' defense has kind of swallowed him up, kept him in check. And that's a big key to their success today. Wells going to get the ball. He's going to bounce to the outside. He's going to go nowhere as Will June wraps him up and brings him down right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him a gain of a couple to the 33 simply because he threw him forward. Bring up a third and a long eight. Third and eight. Well, the Vandals have not gone to the air much, and when they have, it's been the very secure pass to the back, out in the backfield, out in the flat, I should say. We'll see what they do now with the third and nine from their own 32. Matthew Wells gets the ball, rolls out to his left. Now he wants to look back. Got the screen set for Ritchie. Ritchie's got a couple of blockers, but they went down too far, and Enter came up quickly. Will June came up quickly to make the stop at the 33. I like that call, but it did not work.
Yeah, I really like the call a lot. And, again, just a creative way of getting Thomas Ritchie the ball, but very well defended by the North Mac Panthers.
I understand that Williamsville has taken a commanding 33-6 lead in their game today. Williamsville, of course, taking on St. Joe Ogden. Fourth down and nine. It's punting time for the Vandals. The left foot in it. Does Robbie Durbin. It'll go down and go out of bounds at the 35. So North Mac will get the ball once again. This time they'll start from their own 35-yard line. We're scoreless with just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
You're starting to sense some frustration on the side of the Vandals, a team used to just pushing people up and down the field offensively or defensively, either one. And the North Mac Panthers are saying, you know what, we come out of a pretty good conference as well. We've played some pretty good teams. And they're not backing down at this point.
We have seen that in recent years when Sangamo and South Central Conference teams match up. There's been some very good ones, most notably North Mac and Carlinville with some very, very good games. So now North Mac back on offense, see if they can get the ball to move a little bit here. He'll go off tackle on the right side. It'll be Cade Smith taking the ball out over the 35 to about the 37. We'll give him a gain of a couple, call a second and eight. Yardage hard to come by today.
For both teams.
So that's going to bring up a second down and eight from the 38. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. We have a timeout call. The Panthers of North Mac will take a timeout. 1:22 on the first quarter clock. 0-0 Panthers and Vandals. Back after these messages on WSMI.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing changed its name to Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy, Medium, and Light Duty Towing, Tires, Truck, and Automotive Repair, Jumpstart, Emergency Gas Delivery, Lockout, Exhaust, Alignments, and Machine Shop. But then Kurt got a bid on a sign. So now the name is back to Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing in Litchfield.
WSMI 1540, FM 106.9.
Levi Ubelt spinning the dials back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. They're going to run around the man around here, and that is the big lineman, Garrett Bearden, who got the, I guess you'd call that a modified jet sweep. In any event, he takes the ball out to about the 43 for a gain of six, going to bring up a third in just a couple. How would you like to have Mr. Bearden coming at you?
It's a big boy.
Comes in at 6'2", 245 pounds, brings up a third and short from the 42 as we head into the final minute of the first quarter. In the eye backfield go the Panthers. They'll fake to the tailback, throw the pass over the middle, in and out of the intended receiver, Brandon Hipsher, as that was thrown just a little behind him. He'll tell you he probably should have caught that one, but instead it'll be punt time for the Panthers, as they'll have the opportunity to punt with the wind at their back here at the end of the first quarter.
Another good defensive stand by the Vandals and forcing the Panthers into this punting situation. Looking to get on track offensively, I'm sure that Mr. Wells can't wait to get on the field and take this offense over.
Richie and Davis, the deep backs, looking to return this punt. It's going to be a fake up the middle. It'll go for a first down and almost out to the midfield stripe, as that time they gave it to the big boy, Garrett Bearden. I don't think he ever had punt on his mind at all. Some of the guys up here in the press box were anticipating it might be a fake from that position on the field, and indeed it was a first and 10 for the Panthers.
Well, this game shaping up to be a very low scoring, very defensive oriented game, so anytime you can pick up an unexpected first down, you almost got to take it. So
that is their first down, and it comes in the final drive here of the first quarter. Out of the I formation, they'll go toss sweep, giving the ball to Bryce Hyler. Hyler's going to turn a corner, drop a shoulder. He's going to get the ball into Vandalia territory, and he's not going to be brought down until he gets down to about the 46-yard line. So give him a gain of seven, bring up a second and four.
Second and third from the
Vandals. They'll mark it at the 45. Well, it's actually going to be second and about three. Now they start the clock after they move the chains. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. So after one quarter of play here at Vandalia High School, it is North Mac 0, Vandalia 0, back with the second quarter on WSMI. First play of the second quarter, Kyle Faust cuts in front of the quarterback, takes a little pitch, so I guess you'd call that technically a forward pass. Bounce gets the ball into the 40-yard line, so pick up a five when they needed three. It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers as they're resting on the Vandalia 40-yard line. Finally got into Vandal territory tonight, Dan.
And Fouts is a key receiver. I just expect to be a little bit further down the field when he caught the ball.
This time they'll do the rollout and a quick pass over there, as that one's going to go to Kyle Fouts again. Fouts is going to take this one at about the 36. He'll be brought down with a gain of about four. We'll call it second and six.
You know, if we describe North Mac at this point in the game, early in the second quarter, patience, I think, is a term that I would use. In the two games we've seen before this, they've not shown this kind of patience. They've been a little bit more abrupt. They've really attacked down the field a little bit more, and a lot of respect, I think, they have for this Vandalia defense, and they are showing the patience. It's paying off for them.
Plus, they would like to keep the Vandalia offense off the field as much as possible. Van Osdell's going to keep it himself, calling his own number. The quarterback draw goes off the right side, off the guard tackle hole. He gets the ball down inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That's going to be good enough for another first and 10 for the Panthers of North Macon. They're on the move, Dan.
And again, really, this is the third game we've seen these guys this year, Gary. So I was really, I thought I knew what we were going to see out of the North Mac Panthers, but credit the coaching staff over there to doing what they need to do to move the ball against this very big, very aggressive defense.
Patrick Bowman, you never know what to expect. There was a pass that was thrown a little bit low. Had it been croquet, it would have been a heck of a good shot. Goes through the receiver's legs, and I tell you what, I think they saved about 3 yards on that one because he was going to be brought down right on the spot. Instead, there's going to be a penalty. As they'll back him up to the 33. I didn't see exactly what that one was. But they'll replay first down. It'll be first and 15.
I get a feeling there must have been some motion just prior to the snap by the offense. Only a 5-yard penalty and let the play carry on. So,
from the 32-yard line, it'll be a first and 15 for North Mac. This is one thing they don't want to do. They've got a split end and a slot over on the far side. A flanker out on this side. They'll go right up the middle and run off tackle over on the right side. Good run that time. Was that who was that in there? Was that
Smith? Cade Smith.
Smith with a nice run there down to the 27. So he picked up those five. Now it's back to a second and 10 for the Panthers. They're moving now from right to left, or from the east end to the west end. They're running into that wind that's coming out of the west, northwest, and I'd say probably 12 to 15 mile an hour anyway. A sun-drenched field here at Vandalia. Van Osdell fakes. Now he's going to go to the air, and he'll give the ball over on the wing there. And that is to
Mason Smith.
Yeah, Mason called his number much tonight, but he'll take it down to the 21. So to the 21 will give him a gain of 6, and that's going to bring up about a third and 4 for the Panthers as they continue to methodically move the ball towards the goal line.
Mason Smith is generally their feature runner in this North Mac offense, but first two runs of the game went for both negative yards, and they're, again, creatively finding some ways to get him involved in this offense by throwing him the ball.
Now Van Osdell's going to call his own number again. Whoa, he's going to be wrapped up big time. As he crosses the 20-yard line, it's like somebody put it in reverse very quickly. He's one of the last ones to get up over there. The 64, Ethan Plunkett coming up on it. From the 20, it'll be fourth down and 3 for the Panthers. Their best drive by far of the afternoon. They've taken the ball from their own 35 down to the Vandalia 20. And it'll be a fourth and short. What will Van Osdell do? Will he go to the air? He's got two receivers wide left, two receivers wide right, one back beside him in the backfield. He'll drop back. He'll look. He'll release over the middle. Throws just behind the intended receiver who wanted to flag, but Brandon Hipscher did not get the flag. And so on downs, the Vandalia Vandals, they're going to take over. Looked like that was a good combination, a good call, a good route, just a little behind him on the throw.
And I think that's where they thought their pass interference should have come from, that Hipscher had to try to come back to get the ball, and it was just not a well-thrown ball by Van Osdell, that the contact was created more by the poor pass than anything, and neither offense or defensive. It was a great no-call. They just make contact on the bad pass.
Watch out now. The Vandals have the wind at their back, and Matthew Wells is going to roll out, find a receiver in and out of the hands of Lanny Sussenbach, as there was good coverage there by North Mac. Coming up quickly was Brandon Hipscher. Incomplete pass going to bring up a second and 10 from the 20.
Gary, a couple games of note of interest. Pena leading 14-0 now, and in the game that these fans are particularly worried about, the Mount Carmel Carlinville game, who this game has a winner of, Mount Carmel now leads 7-0.
So Mount Carmel with the lead over Carlinville. Pena with the lead over the Musketeers of Redbud. Second and 10. One back in the backfield. Wells says, forget about that. I'm going to go deep. Got a receiver deep and barely overthrows the intended receiver, looking for a flag. None is forthcoming. And I mean to tell you, Gavin Davis, he was really lobbying to get a flag there. Did not get one. It'll be third and 10. What did you see?
A little bit of contact, but a little bit of play. But I tell you what, these officials, their patience are really running out with the receivers from both teams. The receiver from Vandalia and the backfield judge got a little bit of a discussion about his complaining about no call, and I got a feeling that they're going to teach somebody a lesson here before long.
Quit your whining, huh?
Right. There's only so long these officials are going to put up with it.
Well, you have to remember, this is the 10th week of the year for the officiating crew also. Brings up a third and 10. Matthew Wells, the 6'2", 170-pound senior. He's going to drop back once again. Whoa, the flags are flying. Got to be careful, officials. If you throw that flag too high in the air, it may end up in the next county. So that's going to be a 5-yard walk-off encroachment on the Panthers. So it'll bring up a third and 5 instead of third and 10, and it'll move the ball out to the 25. I think the Vandals going to go with the same play they had. They've got a split end and a tight slot out there with him. Wide receiver over here to the right side as well. Two backs in the backfield to give a little support. Now Wells going to throw over the middle. Throws it over the receiver. Receiver turns around. Gavin Davis once again, palms to the sky, asking for a call. The more often you do that, the less often you're going to get that call. I'm just saying.
Right, right, and I tell you what, this is a there's got to be a very high level of frustration going on the Vandalia sideline. They've really had a lot of success this year throwing the ball, and so far they've had several balls go off the fingertips or over the top of receivers.
Well, we played nearly a quarter and a half for a team that's averaging 44 points a game to be scoreless here, as the punt is going to be taken on the 30-yard line, breaks one tackle. Gets the ball out over the 40, as that was Brandon Hipcher on the return. He'll get the ball out to the 40, let's call it the 42. So once again, it's going to be good field position for North Mac. From their own 42, a first and 10, 7-10 to go till halftime. We're scoreless here at Vandalia. It's the North Mac Panthers and the Vandalia Vandals, round one of the playoffs. The winner gets the winner of the Carlinville-Mountain Carmel game next week. Got a little hiccup in the system. Nothing happened except a penalty against North Mac. Takes the ball back to the 35. Now they'll hand off, and once again, that Vandalia defense, they're swarming at the line of scrimmage back at the 35-yard line to wrap up and take them down quickly, as that was Smith on the carry, and they'll mark him out to the 36-yard line. Going to bring up a second and still about 15 yards to go for North Mac.
And that was Mason Smith. Mason Smith from that carry, and he's just having a really difficult time getting going, running the ball.
Well, as you mentioned, he had been a featured back in games that we had seen before, but we hadn't called his name that much today. He had trouble getting anywhere with that one. Now they'll send the tight trips over there to the right side, one back in the backfield. They'll toss sweep to him. He's got three lead blockers. He'll try to turn the corner there, and that will be Cade Smith, who's going to get the ball out to about the 40-yard line. So he'll pick up four. It's going to be well short of a first down, third and still about 11 to go for North Mac. Got three blockers out there, as they kind of had a split end, but he's just more like a flexed end. And then two backs out there with him to give three lead blockers, almost like the old single wing, but you move the wing blockers out off tackle. But the Vandalia Vandals did a good job of defending that, bringing him down at the 40-yard line. That'll bring up a third and about 12. We go inside 6 minutes here, halfway through quarter number two. We're still scoreless, Vandals and Panthers. Panthers with a third and 11. They'll go to the air. Got a receiver out here. It is caught. Making the reception is Cannon Kirk, the 5'10", 150-pound junior. He had some yardage to make after the gain, but he got enough for a first down, as they'll mark it at the Vandalia 48-yard line. First and 10, Panthers. Nice catch there as he was falling down.
It really was. He was just wide open out here in this left flat. And the ball floated out with a very strong wind in the face. The ball kind of floated out there a little bit, but Cannon plenty of time to pull that thing in and just barely get the first down.
So Kirk with the reception. He's had 8 receptions on the year for 136 yards. That'll be his 9th reception. Brings up a 1st and 10 for the Panthers as we head to the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. We're scoreless with trips out to the right side. Then Osdell's going to look back, look at that. He wanted to go to his single receiver over here on the near side. Now he's running for his life. He'll release, and the pass is almost intercepted, but it falls incomplete. The man on the defense, Gavin Davis, he had the reception in his hands and let it drop out. Brings up a 2nd and 10, and I'd have to say the Panthers dodged a bullet there, Dan.
Yeah, I would say so, and Venazzo threw a very nice ball on the run out to the flat, but Davis just making a better play on the ball defensively.
He had the right side loaded. Over here on the back side, he had Cannon Kirk, who was running a deep post. That was who he originally wanted to go to, but good coverage by the Vandals defense, and he had to roll out, run for his life, and get rid of it quickly. 2nd down and 10. Again, they'll put those 3 receivers over there, all of them like flexed ends almost, just off the tackle a wee bit. 3 receivers there. They'll do the toss sweep, giving it off to Cade Smith. Smith's going to turn the outside. He sheds the first tackler. We've got 2 penalty flags thrown here on about the 40-yard line. I believe it's going to be a holding call against North Mac. And, Dan, where those flags came down had nothing to do with that play over on the sideline.
No, they really didn't. They were way back behind the play. And it's going to be Mason Smith that gets called on the holding call against the left defensive end.
So the holding call is so deep that when they mark it off, they'll bring it back to about midfield. So actually that'll be a loss of 2 on the play. They'll get the play the 2nd down over, so instead of 2nd and 10, it'll be 2nd and 12. So if you're going to have a penalty, I guess that's as good a place to have it. 2nd and 12, ball's at the midfield stripe. Inside 5 minutes we go, quarter number 2. We're scoreless. Vandals and Panthers here at Vandalia High School. Van Osdell takes a snap, looks to the inside, finds a receiver out in the corner, and once again, good defense over there. Tyler Worker, one of the first guys out there. Also out there, Zane Ulmer, and I'll tell you what, they sealed up that and made sure that after the catch was made, there was no yardage to be gained. We'll give him to the 49, call it 3rd and still a long 11. Good defensive coverage on that pass.
It really was. And this Vandalia defense is just a great combination of size and speed.
They got the wrong nickname. They ought to be the Hornets because they're swarming
over
the place.
That is accurate.
3rd and 11 from midfield. Van Osdell gets the ball. He'll drop back under pressure. He's able to roll out, roll away from it. Buys a little bit of time, but not enough time because coming up quickly there was Zane Ulmer, and I mean he swarmed him once again back at the 46-yard line. Going to be a loss of 3, and that's going to bring up a 4th and about 16, shall we say. Should be punt time for the Panthers.
Really good. Kind of last series, North Mac had some success moving the ball down the field, but again, in a game of adjustments, it looks like Vandalia made some nice adjustments there to keep midfield.
Garrett Bearden going to have a difficult task here punting into this wind, and it won't be a fake this time. He'll put that left foot in it, kind of a knuckleball. It'll come down on about the 30-yard line, going to roll dead on about the 26. And I'll tell you what, Bearden got about all he could out of that punt into that strong wind. And so even though the North Mac Panthers have to punt the ball away, they're going to give the ball back to Vandalia, but Vandalia is going to have it on their own 26, 1st and 10. Just inside 4 minutes we go till halftime. We're still scoreless. What a defensive battle today.
Really is, and something we were expecting to see a little bit more points put on the board, especially with this Vandalia offense that's been throwing up points on everybody all season. To be 0-0 with just under 4 minutes to go is really quite a surprise.
We got 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right, 1 back in the backfield. Will he be there for protection? No, we'll send a man in motion. We'll run the jet sweep. He'll be a lead blocker for Thomas Ritchie. Ritchie's going to try to turn the corner. There was that damp turf as his foot kind of slid out from under him as he tried to plant it. Now we're going to have a penalty flag over here on the far side as coming out of bounds, there was a little extracurricular activity. Ball is out on the 33. We'll see what the flag is going to be all about here. That was one official who was upset. I think he's going to give it on both of them. I think they ought to make him come over there and slap the wrist. What do you think?
Right, and
Dead ball. Personal foul against North Mac. Dead ball. Personal foul. Now, to me, the only thing fair is give them 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Make them both play one short?
Yeah, there you go. So it was after the play was over, so that's going to bring up a second and three, and it'll be from the 33-yard line of Vandalia. And that's the good part about it as far as Vandalia is concerned. Dead ball penalties didn't affect the gain on the play, and it'll be a second and short. We've got a couple downs with which to work here. Matthew Wells with one man in the backfield, two wide receivers each way. They'll send the motion man, fake to him, give it to the second guy, and he's going to be tripped up there right at the line of scrimmage. And then helping him up, and on the defense there was Camden Hatala. And Hatala did a good job there of taking these pegs right out from under him, dropping him just inside the 35. We'll give him a gain of a couple. Going to bring up third and still a long two.
It's a second carry four, and it's interesting what they do in their offense. They take Thomas Richie and they'll split him out. Well, they'll bring Austin in the backfield, and just to keep everybody honest, they give him the ball a couple of times.
Just to make sure you keep those linebackers' eyes where you want them. Now, rolling out to the left is Wells. Wells can't find a receiver, so he's going to bring it down, and he's going to go across the 35 and be awfully close to a first down. Depending on the spot, it looks like it may come up a wee bit short. They're going to mark it right at, you know, just outside the 35. It's going to bring up a fourth and less than one. Got confidence in that offensive line, do you?
Well, I don't know if I have how much I have in the offensive line. I definitely have confidence in the defense if we don't make it.
I think that may be what Vandalia is thinking there. Of course, it could be a hard count coming. We shall see. Getting instructions from the sideline. In the pistol. Hard count. They'll give it. They'll hand it off. They'll go up the middle, and it'll be a first down. I believe that was Thomas Ritchie, who gets over the 35 to the 36. Needed one, got two. First and 10 Vandals. Gutsy call, but yet, like you say, if you got faith in your offense and even more so have faith in your defense, is it really that much of a gamble?
Well, with the clock running down under 2 minutes now in the first half, I'm sure that Coach Clay wants to try to find Pater.
From the 37, it'll be a first and 10. We are scoreless as we head into the last 100 seconds of the first half. Wells dropped back. Now he's going to do the quarterback draw, and he'll get the ball out over the 40, well, almost to the 45-yard line. Let's call it the 44. Give him a gain of about 7. Make it second and 3. Good heads-up play there. He didn't like what he saw, and he said, you know what? I've got the ability to get some yardage myself. And Matthew Wells, the 6'2", 170-pound senior, does just that, taking the ball out close to the 45, bringing up a second and short. Ran out of bounds, so the clock stops with a minute 38 to go till halftime. Now he'll hand the ball off, go up the middle. Looks like it's going to be a gain good enough for a first down. Hatala on the stop as Richie on the carry takes the ball out to the 47. Picks up three, first and 10 for the Vandals as they approach midfield with 1:30 and counting, clock running as they move the chains. We'll wind it up and away we'll go. This time it's going to be a fake, and it's going to be Wells keeping the ball himself. And once again, it's Hatala coming up on the stop there and a flag way downfield.
Right, and I think we had an offensive lineman from Vandalia down the field. Yeah,
that's not going to help Vandalia at all. Of course, North Mac, they'll take that penalty, move them back into their own. Boys, I'm still saying you've got to have a two-minute penalty, timeout box. You got to make them do something. You can't let this keep happening. You did it, he did it, so therefore it's okay. Ball resting on the 50-yard line. It will be a second down, as both those penalties were dead ball penalties. So it's going to be from the 50, a second and 7 when we return after these messages on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, Dan Newkirk alongside up here in the press box. Second and 7 from the 50. For the Vandals following the timeout. Wells is going to roll out. He's going to plant. Now he's going to have to evade the defense. He'll throw and makes the catch. That is number 22, Gavin Davis. He simply squatted down on about the 38-yard line, needed 7, picked up 12. First and 10 Vandals. They'll go to the line of scrimmage quickly as they are in North Mac territory as we head down to the final minute. 105 and counting. Wells looking for the snap. He gets it. He'll roll out left, find some time, settles in, throws back across the middle, got a penalty flag thrown over here on the near side as Thomas Ritchie made a very good catch and took it down inside the 20, inside the 15, but whoa, Nelly, I believe it's going to be a penalty on the Vandals, according to Coach Clay, whose headset comes off. He is not a happy camper there. One of the best plays they had in the first half, and it all goes for naught, Dan.
They had an offensive lineman that made his way down the field before the ball was released, and that's a no-no.
So that'll back him up to about the 44-yard line. It'll make it a first and 15. Let's see if they can dial up that same play is what the Vandals are saying. And North Mac is saying, hey, did you see what they just did? Let's not let them do that again. So Wells, with one back in the backfield, three wide receivers over here to the near side, he'll roll out. Wants to throw back. He's got a receiver open deep, but he throws it in between the two receivers into no man's land, and it'll be incomplete, bringing up a second and 15 from the North Mac 44-yard line, still 33 seconds to go. Till halftime, we're still scoreless. Got any other scores, Dan?
Yeah, we've picked up a few other scores along the way, and I've got who's leading these scores of note.
Okay.
Greenville tied at 14. Mount Carmel is leading Carlinville 21-0 at this point. Williamsville up 40-6. Quincy Notre Dame up 14-6.
So
Carrollton 8-0.
You're telling me Greenville's up on Quincy Notre Dame?
Greenville is now tied 14-14 with Quincy Notre Dame.
Matthew Wells says, hey, watch me. Oh, what a catch. A leaping catch, and then the ball comes out of his grasp. However, an outstanding catch there by Jacob Fickus. And now Vandalia will take a timeout. But you talk about going up, catching the ball, and getting smacked all at the same time. And Fickus was able to hold on to it at the 32. Couldn't get up in the line of scrimmage in time to spike it real quick, so instead they'll burn a timeout. With a timeout on the field, 21 seconds to go to halftime, we'll take a timeout too. You're listening to WSMI. It will be a third and 4 for Vandalia at the 32, as Wells is going to roll out. Got a receiver. Oh, a nice catch there. As once again, it was Gavin Davis, and he made sure he nestled that one in right at the sideline as he takes the ball down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. Gain of 16, first and 10 for the Vandals, and they stop the clock with 16 seconds to go from the 16.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Replacement for the Vandals is they're going to pull Carson Root out of the lineup. We're going to bring the big boy in. That's Lanny Sessenbach. Two receivers wide to the left. Got a split end over here. Wells is going to drop straight back. He'll run the fade into the corner. In and out of the hands. Once again, looking for Gavin Davis. Outstanding defense there by the Panthers as they come up quickly. The number on that defender. Turn your back there. Is that Cannon Kirk, wasn't it?
Cannon Kirk.
Cannon Kirk, I tell you what, he timed that hit perfectly, and that will bring up from the North Mac 16-yard line a second and 10. More importantly, we're down to 11.7 seconds to go. A good play call, a good pattern run, a good defensive effort by Kirk. They'll do it all again. As Wells going to look to the other side. Got a receiver over the middle. The ball comes loose as, I mean, that ball and that defender arrived at exactly the same time. Garrett Austin, the intended receiver on the defense.
Was Brandon Hipsher.
Hipsher.
Hipsher broke that pass up.
Trade that P in for a T. That was a Hipsher.
Yes.
I mean, he smacked him and separated ball from man. And so now with 7.1 seconds to go and the wind at their back, is it going to be that the Vandals going to see if they can get three on the board? We shall see. They're setting up for the field goal. Cameron Withers, 6'1", 160-pound senior. They'll spot it at the 23. It'll be a 33-yard field goal attempt. But before he makes that attempt, North Mac will call a timeout. 7.1 seconds to go. We're scoreless, but perhaps the Vandals knock, knock, knocking on the door when we come back on WSMI. It would appear that the Vandals are going to attempt a field goal. But before they do, North Mac is going to take another timeout trying to ice that kicker. Well, I'll tell you what, it's cold enough perhaps to ice him, but I don't believe that's going to have a whole lot of effect on Cameron Withers as he seems to be loose and relaxed. He's doing a little flexing, getting those quads loosened up as he is intent on seeing if he can get this one through the uprights. Going to have enough wind behind him, wouldn't you say, Dan?
Oh, absolutely, but I kind of like that. The strategy by Coach Bowman, you've got timeouts remaining, only 7 seconds left on the clock. You're not going to go to the distance of this field. Let's use them up and give this kid a little bit more time to think about this kick he's got to make.
We understand that Payne is up 33-6 on Redbud currently. As they break from the timeout. And they'll spot the tee once again at the 23-yard line. So it will be a 33-yard attempt. North Mac has used the timeouts. It's out of the hold of Thomas Ritchie. The ball is back. Snap is down. The kick is up. It's high. It's long. It's off the left upright and bounces back into the field of play. The wind coming out of the west, northwest, didn't push that one back into the between the two goalposts, so it goes off the left upright, as close as we have come to points today, but the missed field goal will give North Mac the ball, and perhaps with 2.4 seconds to go, they'll simply from their own 20-yard line take a knee. We shall see. I don't know with this wind blowing right into their face if they want to try a desperation pass or whether they would, as the number 14 seed, say, hey, we're up against number 3 seed, it's halftime, and we're scoreless. Vandalia 0, North Mac 0. We have come to halftime here at Vandalia High School. We'll be back with some halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. All right, we're ready to start second half action. 12 minutes up on the clock. Vandalia, as we said, decked out in the red over red with the red helmets. They'll be going from left to right as we look down from the south side of the field. So they are going from west to east. Kickoff comes down to about the 15-yard line. And taking it there is Bryce Heiler, and he's going to run it back out over the 35 to about the 37. Heiler with an outstanding kickoff return there gives the North Mac Panthers good field position at the 37.
North Mac's been kind of beat up all year. They've had several fairly significant injuries that they've had to get through. One of them was Bryce Hiller. Bryce Hiller now back in the lineup, and he's had a nice kickoff return here. He's had a couple nice runs, and he's been a little bit of a difference maker for this offense.
And, of course, the other one, Cole Ether, has been out for quite a while. So it's been a season in which getting the full core of 22 starters together has been rather difficult. They're going to go to the air right off the bat, and the pass is thrown in between the receivers. Mason Smith, that was just behind him, Bryce Emery, just in front of him, falls incomplete, second and 10 from the 37.
Right, it was difficult to tell even who that pass was to. I hate to think we didn't have a little bit of a mix-up. Had both receivers within just a couple of yards of each other, and
it almost looked like it was supposed to be the wheel, but the guy cutting down and in was a little bit late. The guy going around on the outside was a little bit early. Now we'll send two wide receivers over to the right side. They're split way wide outside the hash marks on the far side. Then they'll hand the ball off and give it off to Mason Smith. Smith's going to be brought down as he crosses the 40 out to about the 41-yard line. And Ethan Plunkett coming up on the stop there Mark it at the 41. Give him a gain of four. Make it third and six.
And that's the first time that Mason Smith has been able to cross the line of scrimmage. So very nice block over on the right-hand side. They cut the offensive line today for the North Mac Panthers. We've got Garrett Bearden, Zach Hergenrother, Lucas Taylor, Eric Kirby, and Dalton Loftus doing the blocking for the Panthers.
A thankless job, but they've been doing an outstanding effort here. Now they'll get settled in for a third and long as Van Osdell going to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver there and an outstanding defensive effort by Gavin Davis. That pass underthrown just a wee bit. It allowed Davis to leap up, get a hand on it, and it'll fall incomplete, but oh so close to 6 points for the North Mac Panthers.
Oh, really would have been because Cade Smith was 3 yards beyond two of the Vandalia defenders, and Davis just doing a great job of sticking a hand in on that short pass.
Safety's got caught looking in the backfield a wee bit, perhaps, but Davis, as you said, able to recover. Now Reardon will do the punting. 6'2", 245-pound senior. Going to put this one into the wind. He'll get a left foot into it. This one gets up in the air a little bit. Wind's going to knock it down on about the 25. Oh, it's fumbled. It's on the ground, but I believe the Vandals recovered that one. And Coach Clay can start breathing again.
Yeah, that went through Davis's hands on the ground. Luckily, he dropped right on it because that would have given the North Mac Panthers outstanding field position here early in the first half.
He said, "Don't worry, Coach. I've got it.
I got this."
Indeed, he ended up with it as the ball is going to be spotted on the 25. So from the 25, Vandalia gets their first possession of the second half. And, of course, first possession of the second half for each team, very important. Vandalia defense did what they had to do. Now they'll give the ball off to Richie. Richie's going to try to turn the corner. He'll drop his shoulder and be brought down inside the 30. They'll mark him down at about the 28, so we'll give him a gain of three, call it second and seven. Good pursuit there by the North Mac defense, Bryce Emery in there as well.
Right, it really was. Out here, coming up on the play for North Mac was, Bryce Emery was from that cornerback position, so very good. He kind of eluded the block by Davis, come up to force him out of bounds.
Davis is the split end here, got a slot back. That's Jacob Fickus there with him. He'll go in motion. They'll fake to him and look to the slant and then pump to the second one, throwing a flag. And I tell you what, Davis that time did a good job. As he looked back, he hesitated just a little bit, and the defender did not realize that and just ran over him. That's one of those innocent calls, but nonetheless, it draws the flag.
Really was. And Mr. Davis really likes to help with those calls. He's going to be an outstanding official someday because he really seems to have his pulse on the officiating of the game.
They'll bring it out to the 44 and give the Vandals a first and 10. So you're thinking Gavin Davis looked good in stripes. First and 10 as Wells with a back in the backfield with him, sitting in the shotgun, puts a man in motion, fakes, hands it to the second guy. And that's Garrett Austin. Austin gets the ball out over the 45. Just about at the 45. We can give him the 46, give him a gain of two. It's going to be second and a long eight. Once again, good defensive effort up the middle. Garrett Bearden manning the interior of that defense for the Panthers. Got some help from Lucas Taylor as well. It'll be a second and they're going to call it nine, marking the ball actually on the 45. Two receivers left. Three receivers wide over to the left, one over here to the right. Now he'll roll out to the left, getting away from the defense. He's able to find some running room, skips over one would-be tackler, gets the ball across midfield, down to about the 48-yard line, so going to be a gain of seven. And it's going to bring up a third and short. Let's call it third and two as the ball is in North Mac territory. A good decision that time by Matthew Wells as he simply pulled that one down and says, "I've got some good yardage."
Yeah, Garrett Austin, who had started in the backfield, kind of leaked out into the flat, and I think there was a minute where Wells wanted to throw him the ball and then thought, you know what, why take the chance? Just keep it myself because I think I can get the same yards he did, and Wells did pick up as much, if not more, yards.
Fickus and Davis will be the wide receivers over to the short side of the field, the far side of the field. From the pistol will go Matthew Wells. He's going to turn and hand to Richie. Richie's going to go right up the middle. His best run up the chute today gets the ball inside the 40 down to about the 38. Needed two, picked up 10. First and 10 for the Vandals.
And there's that explosive running back you talked about at halftime, Thomas Richie, running right behind their big All-State lineman, Anthony Enlow, at left guard. And, it looks like right now that this big offensive line of Vandalia leaning on them is starting to kind of take over.
I think that's what he's thinking. Let's just go ahead and keep running it right up the chute, and they'll take it to the 35 with another run up the middle. On a carry that time was Richie once again. Mark it at the 35, give him a gain of 3, make it 2nd and 7. Vandals have decided to become a little bit more methodical. Hey, if it works, why not? 2nd and 6 or 7 from the 35. Wells gets a snap. He'll fake the handoff, go to the air this time. Oh, hits his big receiver out there. That was Lanny Sussenbach. But as soon as Sussenbach makes the catch, Brandon Hipcher is there to wrap him around the hips just inside the 35. We'll call it the 34 so we can give him one, but that's going to bring up a third and still about 6. Good pass, good catch, good tackle.
Yeah, it really was. Once that's going to set up, he had Davis just outside him running a deep route. They throw that underneath route. Get them thinking about that. That may open up Davis on the deep pass, so the North Mac defense is going to have to stay disciplined, keep an eye on him.
Yeah, they like to send the three receivers over one way and see if they'll work Davis one-on-one over here. That's who Wells is looking for. He's running that little down-and-out pattern, makes the catch inside the 25 as, once again, it was Gavin Davis. That's been his pattern today, Bryce Emery coming up with a stop, but not until the Vandals take the ball down to the 23. Needed 6, picked up 11, 1st and 10, Vandalia. 7 minutes as they stopped the clock to move the chains, and he was out of bounds, so the clock will start on the snap. From the 23, 1st and 10, Vandalia. We're scoreless, but for how long? We shall see. Wells sets the offense. He'll run it up the middle, as this time he'll give the ball off to Richie. Richie's going to be wrapped up as a short gain of maybe 1 or 2. And there is Bearden coming up with a tackle at the 22, so it'll be a 2nd and 9 for Vandalia. Bearden once again making sure nothing happening up the middle.
It's a name that we love to call from North Mac. Garrett Bearden had the great game against Auburn in that loss, albeit, but just an outstanding individual game by him, and he's a guy that you definitely got to account for.
Well, he had 64. Excuse me, he had 64 tackles coming into tonight, so I'd have to believe he's over 70 for the season, as he's been in on several tonight. Now they'll switch the back, Richie, from one side to the other. Oh, play fake, nobody there. So Wells simply pulls out, throws back to the middle, diving catch. Cannot be made, as almost had it, but couldn't quite keep it. Jacob Fickus, as he fell to the ground, the ball squirted free, so it'll bring up a 3rd and 9 from the 22.
Boy, and he went to Fickus on that play, who was... He had some pretty tight coverage. He had a little bit shorter pass. He had his big tight end, Sussenbach, really wide open right in the middle of the field. So it was interesting that Wells made that choice.
So that brings up a 3rd and 9. Of course, the Vandals now, they're on 4-down territory, unless they would like to try and see if they could pick up a field goal on 4th down. But Cameron Withers, he's over here loosening himself up. And they're hoping they don't have to do that, as the Vandals will roll out. Now pressure. Wells gets away from it. Now he'll throw to the end zone. And it's caught. It is caught in the end zone for the touchdown. The Vandalia Vandals are on the board as there's a penalty flag thrown in the end zone. But it is Gavin Davis who comes up with a reception for what appears to be the touchdown. We'll wait and see if is on the offense. They're going to have a penalty flag against? No. It is a pass interference call against North Mac, and it is, of course, decline. Nope, we have an ineligible receiver, so we have penalties against both teams. Well, there's a situation where they may be equal penalties, but it's unequal. administration because the Vandals lose the touchdown. They'll come back and play it all over again from the 22. It will be a third and nine. Well, the Vandalia fans, they got so excited for a little while that now the Vandal offense got to get back down to business because they got to do it all over again. Third and nine from the 23. Will Davis be the target once again? Keep the lineman in place. Now Wells has an option, has a receiver, gives it to Richie. Richie has the ball, and he makes the catch at the two-yard line. So it is Thomas Richie with a huge reception at the two-yard line. It'll bring up a first and goal for Vandalia.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
I'm saying Thomas Richie gets the call up the middle. We shall see. First and goal. Big play there. Richie gets the ball. Richie veers off the left side. Richie's at the goal line. He fumbles, and they think it is going to be recovered by North Mac. They think so. The officials have not indicated just yet. They're still unpiling, and yes, it is a fumble by Vandalia. So they are going to be turned back as the North Mac defense, a most opportune defense. They will get the ball. They will escape the goal line and escape the touchdown or parent touchdown for Vandalia. And they'll have the ball, and it'll be at their own 5-yard line. Wow. Emotions rising, falling, rising, and falling, and yet no score on the board.
Boy, really a tough break, and especially when you consider the fact they were just celebrating, throwing an apparent touchdown pass in the end zone, coming back on the lineman being downfield. That's a tough break for the Vandals.
Mason Smith, the tailback, in the I formation, and now it looks like the Vandals jumped off sides, and that will give North Mac 5 free yards. So instead of being on their own 5, that will move the ball out to the 10. So the Vandals, who were just on top of the mountain a moment ago, faced the frustration not once but twice, and now a defensive penalty has given North Mac 5 free yards. From the 10, a first and 10 North Mac. Halfway through quarter number 3, we're scoreless, Vandalia and North Mac. Up under center is Van Osdell. He'll hand the ball off to the tailback. He's going to get very little, if any, yardage at all. We'll give him maybe 1 as Plunkett was in on the tackle. And so with the penalty given the 5 free yards, getting the ball out to the 11 brings up a 2nd and 4 now for North Mac. Wind still blowing in North Mac's face, and this is a situation on the field where you'd probably say, hey, let's not be putting it in the air. Don't want to take that chance. They'll send 2 receivers wide left, 2 receivers wide right. Is that simply to spread the defense out? It sends 4 out there, so they're playing 7-on-7. Now it'll be a toss sweep as the handoff is going to go to Mason Smith, and Smith is going to be brought down by Anthony Enloe out at about the 14-yard line. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 1. 3rd and 1 from the 14. Big play for both teams here, Dan. If North Mac can pick up the 1st down, they can keep hold of the ball as we approach the 4-minute mark of the 3rd quarter. If Vandalia can make the stop, they should get the ball back in good field position.
Right, and I know you hate to throw the ball in this situation, but punting into this wind could be almost as dangerous.
What's it going to be? Is he going to call his own number? No, he's going to call Smith on the carry. Cade Smith is going to get just shy of the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th and a foot. 4th down and a foot for North Mac. And as you said, the ball is not quite on the 15-yard line. This could be the ball game right here. Are they going to check the placement of the ball? I believe they are going to have a measurement. Well, it looks like to me that the chain is such that they have to get the ball across the chalk line. Of course, if it was me drawing those lines out there, they probably wouldn't be very straight. I'm just saying.
Right. Upon the naked eye, it looks like they're going to be about a half a football short.
As he looks.
No. No.
You're going to have to put some clothes on your eye, Dan.
Well.
That surprised me. I really thought the same thing. I thought they would be 2 or 3 inches short. Instead, it's a big first down for North Mac at the 15-yard line.
Game of inches.
Crooked yard lines. What can I say? In any event, yes, it is a game of inches, and North Mac got a fortunate break there. They will keep the ball on offense as we go down to 3:25 and counting here in the third quarter. We are still scoreless. I thought he's going to run the option. Not a good place to run that. Instead, he'll call his own number, and he's going to be wrapped up. There was just simply a team meeting there of Vandals as 34 Kyle Phillips, 6 foot, 190-pound senior, one of the first ones in there to pop him right at the 15. No gain on the play, second and 10.
Like you said earlier, it looked like Vanelson wanted to pitch the ball, but it was very well defended out there. He didn't really have any other option but to hang on the ball and try to at least get back to the line of scrimmage, and it looks like that was all Vanelson was able to get.
Coach Bowman's heart was up in his throat.
Don't
pitch this one. Second down and 10 from the 15. Now he's going to go to the air. Got a receiver open over the middle. Now the ball comes free. A penalty flag is thrown back on the 5-yard line. A penalty flag is thrown, but the official says to keep the clock running. You can't have both. We shall see what the penalty flag is going to be. The quarterback was hit from behind, jarred the ball loose. The ball is spotted at the 10-yard line, and now the officials are talking as to who the foul is on. All right, he's calling an offensive hold. Okay, the Vandals declined the penalty, so that means it's going to bring up a third and 15 from the 10. I didn't quite get that call, but that's not important, I suppose. Third and 15 from the 10. Will the Panthers chance going to the air here? Third and 15 from the 10. Van Osdell under pressure. Throws down the sideline. Overthrows a receiver. Incomplete. And it'll be punt time for the Panthers. 2:09 to go here in the third quarter. Perhaps the most critical punt of the afternoon, as it'll be fourth and 10 from their own 10. Vandalia looks to get outstanding field position here. They were disappointed in that they didn't get the touchdown when they thought they had the reception in the end zone. Penalty ruined that. A fumble then ruined their possession. Now they've got two return men, one of whom is Gavin Davis, and the other is Thomas Ritchie. They're standing at about the 41-yard line. Reardon gets a line drive kick. Ooh, gets a little bit more air under than I thought he would. Now it bounces back. A good recovery there by the Panthers, as that was Will June who stops the ball from bouncing back any further. However, Vandalia, they were denied once. They were denied twice on the third try. Will they get into the end zone? Well, they will have the ball in outstanding field position, as they'll have it on the Verdon, on the North Mac. No wonder I said that. I put down V in there. The North Mac 38.
In essence here, Gary, the defense of, through all the same, North Mac took about 4 or 5 minutes off the clock and moved them back 40 yards when they were at the goal line.
Wells is going to go to the air. He's got Davis swinging out here. Oh, an outstanding defensive effort at the last second. Bryce Emery knifed in front of the receiver, got a hand on the ball, and it falls incomplete. It looked like Davis might have that one down the sideline for 6, but the man of the hour was Bryce Emery.
Really a great play, because you're right. I think that Davis, when he catches that ball, the safety was coming over, but he was going to be down inside the 10 at worst on that play, if not in the end zone.
And the bad part about it, as far as Emery is concerned, he's out here on an island with Davis. He doesn't have any help. It's one-on-one out here on the wide receiver. Then the next man inside there is Lanny Sussenbach. And Sussenbach is a pretty big target himself. Instead, Wells going to call his own number. He's going to get some good yardage up the chute inside the 35, down to about the 32. Let's give him a gain of 6. Call it third and 4. good play call, good running there by the quarterback, Matthew Wells.
Right, just and just a very much keeping everybody honest. Thomas Wells and Davis with, you know, via Matthew Wells' passing has been the key. So letting him keep the ball is just giving the North Mac Panthers something to think about.
Trips over here to the near side. Will they put a man in motion and run that jet sweep? We shall see. Back to the short side. Numbers are not there for North Mac as they have containment out here to the wide side. Instead, it's going to be a quick rollout. Ooh, Bearden almost had to stop. Wells rolls away from him, and this time catch is made by Davis on the defense. That time was Brandon Hipsher. He couldn't get there quite in time to get the ball. He did, however, get a hand on the receiver and drives him out of bounds, but not until he gets inside the 20. From the 19, it'll be first and 10 for the Vandals of Vandalia. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door in the red zone.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Give him the ball off to Richie. He wanted to go left, and he found that there's nothing there. I better head back the other side, because over there was Cole Etter, who come up with a stop as he tried to cut back. He got him by the ankles, stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. From the 19, it'll bring up a second and 10 for the Vandals as we go into the final 45 seconds of the scoreless third quarter. Scoreless game in the third quarter. Well, see if he can do something about that right here with a second and 10. Claps his hands, and away they go. He's going to keep it himself. He wants to turn and throw a little shovel pass. Sussenbach, he finds him. That's one of those little shovel passes. Good to go down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. As they needed 10, they picked up 10. It'll be first and goal, Vandalia, from the North Mac 9-yard line. What an outstanding play there. Sussenbach simply got into the opening, and as Wells was finding himself in traffic, he shuffled it through the opening to the big 6'3", 230-pound senior, and Sussenbach takes it down to the 9. First and goal as we come to the end of the third quarter. Will Wells get off one more play? 4, 3, 2, yes. He'll roll out to his right, still rolling, in the corner, looking for Davis. Overthrown. That's the way the third quarter ends. So as we head to the fourth quarter, it will be the Vandalia Vandals on the North Mac 9. It'll be a second and goal. We're scoreless thus far, but for how long? We shall see when we come back on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. I don't know if I've ever seen a more entertaining 0-0 game through three quarters, Dan.
No, absolutely not. Just some great defensive plays, great individual plays by kids on both teams, and really keeping this thing at the 0-0 tie right now.
Triplets to the left. One ride receiver to the right. Wells dropping back, wanting to run that screen as he had two guys setting the screen. Cutting in was Garrett Austin, a little bit too high. So from the 9, it will now be third and goal. And, you know, the big thing here is if they make the touchdown, fine. If they don't make the touchdown and attempt the field goal, it's into a 15-mile-an-hour wind, whereas in the third quarter they'd have had it behind them. But they're not planning on a field goal. And North Mac is not planning on giving them any points. That's the beauty of this game today. Two outstanding teams exhibiting outstanding defense, taking advantage of some opportunities. Vandalia with the opportunity right now. Third and goal from the 9. They've got those trips out here once again. Is he going to throw? No, he's going to cut it across the middle. He's going to throw to the second receiver. The cutter was a little bit ahead. The pass was a little bit behind. Garrett Austin tried to reach back, lost his footing. So from the North Mac 9, it'll now be a fourth and goal. What do you say? Go for three?
Get your kicker out there. You know he's got plenty of leg. We saw that in the first half, although he banged that one off the goalpost.
But it was high off the upright.
He had plenty of distance. So right, even going into this wind, I don't think leg strength is going to be a problem here.
They're going to mark it at the 16, so it'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt by Cameron Withers, looking for the first points. Snaps back, ball down, kicks up. It's high. It's long. and it's no good, off to the side. And so the North Mac Panthers dodge a bullet once again. Now, would it have made any difference if he'd have had the wind behind him instead of kicking into him? We'll never know. However, with the field goal attempt that is no good, North Mac will take over on offense just as though it's a touchback, so they'll get it on their own 20. Not once, but twice, as Vandalia had opportunities for field goals. Did we see a North Mac field goal that bounced off a goal post? No, it was Pittsfield.
Off.
Bounced off, and we thought it came back, and they
everybody
said it went
thought,
in.
But yeah, but they called it in.
They called it in.
Upon further review.
Yeah, when they consulted with New York. First and 10 Panthers. Oh, here we go. Toss sweep. Not going to go, as that Vandals defense was there big time. Is that Robbie Durbin coming in there once again?
Robbie Durbin has had some great plays in this game and made just an maybe the biggest one he's had yet for that huge loss on the play.
All the way back to the 10-yard line is going to bring up a second and 20. Well, this is a situation where North Mac would like to be able to run some time off the clock at 11:20, but more importantly, they would like to literally get out from the shadow of their goalpost as they're setting on the 10-yard line with a second and 20. Two receivers wide to the near side, one wide to the far side. In the I backfield, they'll go toss sweep. No, it's going to be a pass. The fullback pass going to pass it back to the quarterback. Oh, that had trouble written all over it, as Van Osdell had to reach up, and he was popped right in the kidneys from behind as the ball arrived. A good clean hit, but a very hard hit. Going to bring up a third and 10.
Well, and as much as that hurt Van Osdell, and I'm sure it did, had the defender made a play on the ball rather than the receiver, we might be looking at 6-0 Vandalia right now, because he was in great position to intercept that pass and take it in.
Clear sailing indeed, but as you said, Van Osdell took one for the team, as that was the halfback pass. He tossed it back to the tailback. I believe that was Kirk, and Kirk then tried to toss it to him. And now North Mac is going to take a timeout. 10:56 to go. North Mac will have a third and 20 from their own 10. We're scoreless here at Vandalia, and you're listening to WSMI. Playoff games all over the state today, but I wager to say none of them any more exciting than this one. As Van Osdell is going to roll out, he's going to throw the ball back over the middle, and it's going to be a completed catch. And then said he handed it off, but he was down by contact, and that was Kyle Fouts who made the catch out at the 26-yard line. So that's not enough for the first down. So North Mac is going to be facing a fourth down from the 20, what do we call it, 26, 25-yard lines, I would say. So from their own 25, it'll be a fourth and 5 and punting time with the wind at their back. Garrett Bearden would really like to get this one down the field and flip the field. And, of course, waiting down at the other end, who else? Gavin Davis. The one thing Davis has going against him right now is he's looking right into that setting sun.
We were right about here in the field earlier in the game when Bearden took off running with it.
Not going to happen this time. It's partially blocked, and it goes end over and takes a tremendous North Mac bounce. It goes down inside the 40, inside the 35. I've never seen a block punt pick up that much momentum as it struck the ground. It was spinning end over end forward, and it goes all the way down to the 34-yard line. So from their own 34, Vandalia, still in a scoreless battle with number 14 seed North Mac. They'll get the ball back, and they'll get it at their own 34 with 10 minutes, 8 seconds to go. They're going into the win. Look for Thomas Ritchie to carry once or twice or maybe more. And Lanny Sussenbach, he is in the slot. Will they put him in motion? No, he'll go lead blocker. And it's going to be a very short gain out to about the 36 for Ritchie. When Richie's going up the middle, he's finding it very tough there. We'll give him the ball, as we said, out to, well, it looks like they'll mark at 37, so they give him a gain of about two, call it second and eight. Now, of course, with 9:45 to go, Vandalia wants to move the ball. They want to move the chains, and they want to run the clock. Would like to be the last team to have the ball, and would like to be the only team to score. North Mac defense has something to do about that. Oh, blew that one up. Outstanding defense there, as coming in was Will June to elude the block, was able to get a hand on the receiver, and that was Garrett Austin. Brings him down at the 40, but that looked like it could have had big stuff written all over it. Instead of pick up a three, going to bring up a third and five.
Will June was all over that from the very beginning. When you look at how important it is to watch film, to watch your game film, that was an example where Will June took what he watched on game film right to the game. He saw something and knew exactly what that was going to be.
The 5'11", 155-pound junior with a big play there, going to bring up a third and five. They'll go with a man in motion, and Wells is going to keep it himself and using his legs this time to get the ball out to the 47. Needed five, picked up seven, first and 10 Vandals, and I'll tell you what, Matthew Wells not afraid to take that ball straight ahead against that North Mac defense.
No, a very good passer is Matthew Wells, but what can be overlooked and forgotten about is how good of an athlete he is. When he pulls the ball down and runs, he's quite a dangerous runner.
Colton Raisin, the 6'2", 250-pound senior in at nose for North Mac. He's got to plug up the middle. Ball is on the ground as there was a mix-up with the handoff, and I think they're going to say Vandalia did indeed recover. Bearden, one of the first in there to cause the havoc. Ball's going to be spotted at the 45, so it's going to be a loss of two on the play. Going to bring up a second and 12, but a sigh of relief for Vandalia as they maintain possession. Once again, that North Mac defense, they're showing some tenacity in the interior of that defense. Two receivers wide left, two wide right. Sussenbach is the big guy in the slot. Actually, he is at a split end position, and the flanker's out behind him. Split end in a slot who goes in motion over on this side. They'll fake to him. They'll throw the slant pattern. It's going to be intercepted. Making the INT is Kyle Fouts. Fouts takes the ball across midfield. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Penalty flag back here at the 43. We shall see what the flag is going to be.
Well, it looks like that Caden Hatala, after the interception, and I note after the interception, made a block in the back, kind of springing that return. But, again, it's going to be North Mac ball, first and 10.
So Fouts is going to get credit.
Illegal block called against the Panthers.
This will be after the change. So Fouts with the interception is going to give the ball back to North Mac. It will come with 7:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. They will get the ball following the assessment of the penalty. It'll take them back inside their own 35, what, down at about the 34-yard line. From their own 34, North Mac, thanks to Kyle Fouts' interception, has really turned the tables on the Vandals. They thought maybe they were going in for the only score of the day. Now North Mac with the opportunity to see if they can move the ball down the field and pick up six or seven. What the heck, maybe just three, who knows. In any event, Van Osdell going to go to the air as he'll pass this one to Cannon Kirk. Kirk makes a good reception, spins away from the first tackler, takes the ball out over the 40. They're going to mark him near the 45, spotted at the 45. Gain of 11, first and 10. Panthers, they're on the move. Clock will start running as they move the chains. It's down to 7:15 and counting. 0-0. Panthers, Vandals, South Central Conference, Sangamo Conference. Down to the wire they go. Two wide receivers to each side. Now it's going to be Van Osdell working the quarterback draw. He tries to jump over the defender. That's not going to happen there, as it'll be Tyler Worker who will bring him down at the 45 for no gain on the play. Brings up a second and 10. Worker with a good job there of upending the quarterback. A little bit hesitant getting into the line of scrimmage on that delayed draw, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, just a little bit delayed. And there was a little extra curricular to the play in which a Vandalia Vandal ended up on the ground. The crowd wanted a penalty, but it didn't seem anything that was so egregious that they would penalize him.
Boys will be boys. You're going to bring a linebacker. Will the Vandals? Oh, a little juggle and then a catch as Brandon Gipscher made the catch, and as he went down, he fumbles the ball, and the Vandals come up with the recovery as one turnover begets another turnover. And who was at that time who came up with it? Was it Davis or was it 34, Kyle Phillips?
They were both around the play. It was one of those two. It was either Phillips or Davis coming up with that huge fumble recovery.
But North Mac fumbles away their opportunity, gives the ball back to Vandalia, and on their own 44-yard line, they have excellent field position. 6:15 to go, still plenty of time left in this one. They'll go back to that pistol formation as it will be Wells in the shotgun with three receivers over to the far side. He wants to go to the receiver over to the left. It's not there, so now he's dancing around looking for daylight. He finds some. He resets. The defense for North Mac fell asleep. The pass is completed to Thomas Ritchie. Thomas Ritchie to the 10, to the 5. He's going to be brought down on the 1-yard line. At the 1-yard line, a touchdown-saving tackle by Bryce Embry. But what a catch by Thomas Ritchie. Somebody missed their assignment there, looking for the quarterback who was scrambling. And give Matthew Wells credit. He scrambled, and everybody knew when it's fire time, find an opening. Thomas Ritchie found an opening down the sideline, and Wells found him. Ritchie then headed to the end zone. He was brought down by Emery at the 1-yard line. So from the 1-yard line, it's first and goal.
That's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Wells in the pistol gives the ball off to Ritchie. Ritchie is helicoptered down to the ground at the 1. So it's going to be second down and goal. Now, right now, if you are the Vandalia Vandals, you do not want to get in a hurry. There's still 5 minutes to go. It's okay now if you milk some clock and then score, because you really don't want to give North Mac too much time. As far as the Panthers are concerned, though, they have to have a goal line stand now. They have played their hearts out offensively and defensively. It hasn't shown on the scoreboard in points scored, but it has showed on the scoreboard in no points allowed. However, the big guy, Lanny Sussenbach, is going to come in as a slot back. 4:55 to go. Big play coming up. Coach Jason Clay says, I want to make sure we're all on the same page. I want to make sure all engines are revved. And, of course, on the other side, Patrick Bowman says, I want to do the same. Timeout on the field. 4:55 to go. Fourth quarter. 0-0. Vandalia Vandals knock, knock, knocking on the door. It will be from the 1-yard line. A second and goal for the Vandals. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. Second and goal means that Vandalia has three opportunities to get 1 yard. A 9-0 team that's averaged 44 points a game, and yet they just need six right here, right now. They'll give the ball off to Ritchie. Ritchie will drive in the inside. No score, no signal yet on the score. Both of the officials on each side say no, not quite. The umpire comes in and says no. From the 1, it'll be a 3rd and goal. Ritchie looked like he might have spun and gotten into the end zone, but the wall of the defense that is called North Mac, they stood tall there. Now they got to get low again. Ritchie to the end zone. This time he is in. Thomas Ritchie. He is the man of the hour in Vandalia right now, as Thomas Ritchie takes it in from 1 yard out for our first score of the day. Can you believe it, Dan?
No, absolutely. As many opportunities as Vandalia has, that defense of the Panthers have bent, and they've bent, and they've bent, but so far they have not broken. But this last fumble recovery, allowed them to come down the field and put in that goal. And it looks like it's a foregone conclusion that whoever wins this game will be taking on the Mount Carmel Aces. We're up 35-7 on Carlinville.
Point after attempt by Cameron Withers is good. And so Withers' point after attempt makes our score 7-0 in favor of Vandalia. Back with the Vandals kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Fumble recovery by Davis started the drive. At the 4:24 mark, Vandalia punched it in for the first time today. A four-play, 44-yard drive. Thomas Ritchie with a one-yard touchdown run. And the point after attempt by Withers was good. And it's 7-0 in favor of Vandalia. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Our first scoring drive summary of the day comes with 4:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now, can North Mac, who will get the ball on their own 41, can they answer? Most important drive of the season for North Mac as they find themselves trailing for the first time today 7-0. The Nozzle's going to drop back, got the wind at his back, throws it over the middle, and it is intercepted by Garrett Austin. Austin with the INT will take it out of bounds at his or at the North Mac 35, first and 10. Got a penalty flag, comes in late. But it was Austin. Who came up with the interception. Garrett Austin, with perhaps his biggest interception of the season, gives the ball back to Vandalia. They now have 4 minutes and 5 seconds to try to run off the clock and move on to the second round play. And who did you say you're anticipating?
Well, it's looking like the Aces from Mount Carmel. They've got a 35 to 7 lead on Carlinville, so it's looking that way. And Pena, I've got a report, Pena has won their game 46-12. So the South Central Conference
has at least two advancing.
At least two in, it looks like.
And we don't know about Roxana. We haven't heard for sure on Greenville, have we?
We have not. It was a tight game, 21-20, I believe, my last report, but it's been a while since I've heard anything about those guys.
And the Sangamo, we were anticipating Williamsville. Oh, going to the air once again, got a receiver dip, and it's intercepted. I'm sorry, but I can't for the life of me figure out why they put the ball in the air, but Hipscher comes over to make the INT, and Hipscher gives North Mac new life with 3:57 to go. As he makes the interception, I guess Vandalia was wanting to go for the kill touchdown.
And I understand that, but Wells got the ball up in the air a little bit. It got hung up in the wind a little, allowing Hipscher time to come over and make the play. And a good play it was. I mean, credit Brandon Hipscher for coming over and making a really good play on an open receiver. But I think the ball just got hung up a little bit in the wind.
And Coach Bowman and the North Mac Panthers say thank you very much. You put it in the air, we picked it out of the air, we've got another opportunity. Inside 4 minutes we go, they'll do the toss sweep, getting the ball out here to Mason Smith, and Smith is going to be upended at the 31-yard line after a gain of 6, going to bring up a 2nd and 4, but more importantly, as far as the Panthers are concerned, is that the clock is continuing to run. It's inside 3:40 to go. No huddle. They'll go to the line of scrimmage. This time, Van Osdell goes up under center with two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. One back in the backfield behind him. He'll fake. No, he'll hand off up the middle. That's not going very far. Is that Tyler Worker coming in on the stop from the defensive end position there?
Yeah, crashing down, making the play.
Tyler Worker, the big 5'10", 180-pound junior. Big stop there at the 31. Going to be no gain on the play. Going to bring up a third and still about three. Third and about three for the Panthers, who will call a timeout with 3:08 to go in what may be the end of the season for the North Mac Panthers if they can't come up with 6 points. And as we said, Vandalia on the season has been averaging giving up less than 9 points a game. Well, the Panthers don't ask for 9 right now. They'd be satisfied with 7. To create a tie. What do you do here? You've got the wind at your back. Do you go to the air? Do you go to the screen pass? You've got to keep moving the chains at third and the short. With 3:08 left, there's still plenty of time if you pick up the first downs and can move the chains. They'll stop the clock while they move the chains. Vandalia, on the other hand, you know they're looking for the pass right now. And, of course, that could open up the draw. Only back in the backfield is Mason Smith. He's had over 70 carries on the season. Will they go to him? They'll toss to him, and he'll try to turn the corner, and he'll get nowhere. Tyler Worker for the second time in two plays. Last play, he dove down the inside from the defensive end position. This time he came out, took the pitch man, and made sure he not only contained him, but he brought him down in the backfield, and that's going to bring up a 4th and 8 because of a loss of 5. Ball resting on the 25-yard line. This could be it for the North Mac season. They must get a first down here. Van Osdell sets in the pocket. He's looking deep, looking deep, looking deep. Passes in and out of the hands of the receiver down at the 45-yard line. And that was Bryce Emery looking back into that sun. Good coverage there by the Vandals defense. Jacob Fickus over there playing outstanding D.
How about that pass by Venazzo, though? Really a great pass. Put it right where it needed to be. Just a better defensive play to break it up. There was a lot of it looked like hands going up on the North Mac sideline. They really wanted a flag call, but I tell you what, I thought it was just really, really good, close defense. There was a little bumping by both guys, down the field.
Good protection, good pass, good defense.
He almost pulled it in. He still almost pulled in the play, but, boy, just a great high school football play.
And he had, as you said, tremendous concentration because he had defense hand right in his face there at the last second. Now will the Vandals pass? I dare say no. They'll give it off to Thomas Ritchie. Ritchie's going to be brought down there by Lucas Taylor. They're going to be a loss back to the 26. Brings up a 2nd and 11. And Vandalia doesn't really care about that. What they care about is getting that clock to continue to run down to 2:05 and counting. Coach Clay's looking at his watch, not just for the play, but for how long they can run the clock down. Inside 2 minutes we go. It is 2nd and 11. Vandals leading 7-0, looking for a week around two game against Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel was at home this week. Vandalia was at home this week. Ritchie is going to be stopped going down the left side, so he veers back, goes back to the right, gets it down to the 21, picks up 5, going to bring up a 3rd and about 6. And timeout called by North Mac. So from the North Mac 21-yard line, with 1:37 to go, it will be a 3rd and about 6. And as we said, this round two game, if it is Mount Carmel and it is Vandalia, it will be right here at Vandalia because Vandalia and Mount Carmel both had home games this week. Vandalia, number 3 seed, Mount Carmel, a number 6 seed. So the Aces are going to have to leave the banks of the Wabash, and they're going to have to come all the way over here to the banks of the Kaskaskia. How do you like that?
Well, I think if I'm a Vandalia Vandal fan, I like it a lot because you alluded to earlier, just flat out said, playing at Mount Carmel is not an easy place to travel to, one, and get there, and then number 2, once you get there, play a football game. They play a lot of playoff games over there. And I'm sure would love to be hosting week 2, but they're going to be on the road.
Big play right here if North Mac wants to have any semblance of life at 3rd and 6 from the 21. They must have a stop here. Wells is going to roll out. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to be eluding the first tackle. The second tackle, he's going to be driven down at about the 18-yard line, and the penalty flag comes in at the end of the play. Wells is slow getting up. He'll hobble a little bit, and as he takes a few more steps and looks at the scoreboard, he's feeling a little bit better, I do believe. Now he's walking it off, walking gingerly. And I don't know if you can use that term with football players.
No, but this is a critical penalty by Vandalia. Not only is it going to move them back, but it stops the clock for North Mac, so really critical on a couple of parts.
I'm not sure exactly what they're saying here. The official is taking the call over to the far sideline first. I'm sorry, but the press box is on this side, Mr. White Hat.
Well, I think he's wanting to make sure, because this is a, you know, whether or not you take or decline the penalty, this is, and I'm sure that Coach Bowman wants
okay,
to make
Coach
sure he
Bowman
knows everything that's going on.
Whether he wants to
right.
accept the penalty
right.
and give them two, or he wants to decline the penalty.
And bring on fourth down.
And break it fourth down. And it
right.
looks like he's going to decline the penalty, spot the ball at the 18, gives them a gain of three, going to bring up a fourth and three. So it'll be a fourth down with 1:29. And here's the thing about it. After assessing the, or not assessing the penalty, they wind the clock. We head down to 1:23, 1:22. Coach Clay, looking at that clock, knows how much he can run off the clock before he runs a fourth down play. Will he run it all the way down to 1 second and then call a timeout? We shall see. Down to 107, down to 106, 105, and timeout is called by Vandalia. So to set things up for you, 1:04 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Vandalia with a 7-0 lead as they have taken the ball inside the 20-yard line of the North Mac Panthers. They have a fourth and about 4 yards to go. They've got to get the ball about to the 15-yard line when we resume play. If they do not get the first down, North Mac will get the ball back with about a minute to go to see if they can go the length of the field. But right now, it is Vandalia who's in the red zone, who's leading 7-0, and they're knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that's the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
When this game is over, regardless of the final score, there should be two teams with their heads held high as they leave the field today. From the left hash mark, here we go, 4th and 4. From the 19-yard line, Vandalia with their quarterback, Matthew Wells, in the pistol formation. He'll take the snap. He'll roll out. He's got Richie in front of him. He's got room to run for the first down, and Matthew Wells hesitated a second, and the whole coaching staff up here was a little bit concerned that he wasn't going to run for the first down, but indeed he does, and with 56.9 seconds showing on that clock, he will get the first down, and the Vandals will secure the victory. They will move to 10-0, it would appear, but what a valiant effort by these North Mac Panthers. They've got hands on their hips right now. They're dejected right now. And right now it should be victory formation, even if it is in the pistol formation. Mr. Wells should take the snap and take a knee. And he does. And we'll allow this clock to continue to run, and there's nothing North Mac can do. They're not only congratulating each other, but the players are giving each other hugs. What display of sportsmanship. Two outstanding teams. I don't care if one is going to 10-0 and the other one is going to 5-5. These two teams went toe-to-toe, and today we saw exactly what Illinois high school football is all about as they matched wits with each other, and the only score of the game came with 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter when Vandalia completed a four-play, 44-yard drive. Thomas Ritchie taking it in from 1 yard out. Withers point after made it 7-0. That was our final score. We'll take a quick break and come back and summarize this exciting high school football action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. Dan, you and I have had the opportunity to watch these North Mac Panthers three times this year. One win, two losses. But of the three games, this is by far and away the best performance I have seen from this ball club this year. Albeit in a losing effort, it was definitely a bunch of winners who were on the field for Coach Patrick Bowman tonight and all season long.
Absolutely. We had a three-seeded team playing the number 14-seeded team. The number three-seeded team averaging over 40 points a game. They held them to just 7. They dodged I don't know how many bullets they had. They had takeaways. They did what they had to do to keep themselves in the game throughout the game. And then even at the end, had the ball, a full field to go. But Coach Bowman has to be so proud of his kids and the way they played today.
Yeah, it was not a mistake-free game. Both teams had fumbles. Both teams had interceptions. Both teams had opportunities that went awry. Vandalia had a couple of field goal opportunities that they couldn't capitalize on. North Mac kept dodging bullets, that the final one in the final chamber they simply could not dodge, and that one was set up by the interception. Who'd we say? Davis had the fumble recovery, and that fumble recovery gave the ball to Vandalia on the North Mac 44-yard line. Four plays later, it was Thomas Ritchie who came in advertised as an outstanding running back. He didn't disappoint, but I guarantee you he made very close friends with a lot of North Mac defensive players because they were smacking right in the face to him all night long.
Well, Garrett Bearden, Caden Hatala, who is our linebacker coming back with a hurt hand?
Edder.
Help me out. Yes,
Cole Edder.
And Cole Edder. The three of them had really gave Thomas Ritchie all that he wanted today. The soreness that he's on the field tomorrow is going to be very much earned and respected for years to come. Thomas Ritchie's going to talk about this North Mac defense for quite a while and the job they did against him because it was an outstanding job.
And, of course, with the loss, the North Mac Panthers see their season end at 5-5 on the year. And I think not only did they speak well for the North Mac football program, but I think they also spoke well for the Sangamo Conference, showing that this is a conference to be contended with when it comes playoff time. They can go toe-to-toe with anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Well, year in, year out, they're going to put 5-6 teams in the playoffs, and those teams are deadly teams to play in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs. We saw that today. A very well-matched conferences, the Sangamo Conference and the South Central Conference, with our champion from the South Central Conference going against the number five, I believe, place North Mac, and had just an outstanding game. Statistically speaking, North Mac only accumulated 80 yards total in the game, but it was their defensive effort that just kept them in the game and kept them plugging. I think some very creative play calling, some on the defense, a lot of stunting, a lot of really that we just don't see on a stat sheet other than the yards allowed done by Coach Bowman and his dad. And really kept them in this game and kept their spirits alive.
And when you look on the other side of it, Jake Van Osdell, he was under duress all night long, and he did an outstanding job at the quarterback position because not only did Vandalia have that front four in his face all night long, but they kept blitzing linebackers. You never know who was coming or where they were coming from. And I thought he did an outstanding job holding his own out there today, too.
Completed 50% of his passes, 9 of 18 for 71 yards. Did have the one interception. It was a key one. It was a key one in the second half where I think he and the receiver got their lines crossed, but was able to find receivers, was able to find the time he needed to throw the ball, just wasn't able to make that big play down the field like he's used to making.
Well, we talk about the Sangamo Conference, a very good conference, and it has been our opportunity to get to see them three or four times this year. And it's always outstanding when we get to cover Sangamo Conference action. And, of course, we both being members of the South Central, we're kind of proud of that South Central Conference, and I think Vandalia bodes well as it looks like it could have been a rough day in the conference today. But we do know that we've got at least two South Central Conference teams advancing. As the last call, we said Pena had defeated Redbud. And, of course, here today at Vandalia, the Vandals defeat the North Mac Panthers. So we know that Pena and Vandalia are moving on. We are certain now that Carlinville will not be moving on. A very tough assignment for Carlinville. And I think it's a team this year at Carlinville that we saw at the beginning of the year. It was a rebuild, reload, whatever you want. They lost a tremendous amount of athletes last year. And it took two or three games for Coach Easterday and the staff to reformulate what they wanted to do with that team. After three losses right out of the bat, they came back and come up with six wins, an outstanding way to finish the season. But the 6-3 record gave them a less than desirable draw, having to go all the way over on the Wabash River and take on Mount Carmel Aces, to which they fell today. But nonetheless, I think that the South Central Conference is boding itself quite well. As we said, we want to wish the best for Vandalia and for Pena. I'm not sure what Roxana and Greenville are doing as of yet. We haven't heard as of now, but we do know that as far as we are concerned here, our following of North Mac has come to a close for the year. Our following of Nokomis, who lost last night 20-0 to Fithy and Oakwood, has come to a close for the year. And our following of the Carlinville Cavaliers, who lost this afternoon, has come to a close for the year. But what a year in football it has been. The wife thought last night, for the first time in 12 weeks, I actually had a Friday night where I was at home. And guess what we did? We went out to see the fall colors along the Great River Road. If you haven't been there, folks, enjoy it, especially if your team's football season's over. It's time to relax and enjoy the scenery. But I tell you what, as far as high school football goes, we have had some of the best this year and a joy to be able to call it for all of our listening fans.
Another fun year, like you said, the weather's been wonderful. We've had some rain, but, you know, when it was hot early in the year, it wasn't terribly, terribly hot. When it was cool later, it wasn't terribly, terribly cold either. So it's been a great year for the fans, great year for the players, and an absolutely great year for you and I, Gary. One of the fun things you love about playoff football, I saw some Hillsboro jackets here. I saw some jackets from several other schools that were here. So, you know, we got teams moving on and playing around. Try to find a game next weekend and come out and support these kids. They're playing their hearts out. They're really, you know, when you're at a, you know, one and done kind of thing each week, it's fun to see them put the emotions in the skills on the field. So find a game and go out and watch.
And as I said earlier, and I'll repeat it one more time, the team in red, the team in white, both leave the field with heads held high, and that's the way it should be. My saying has always been, if you do your very best, you don't sweat the rest. And I think both these teams should look at that this way. And, of course, congratulations to North Mac on a great year. Congratulations to Vandalia, and we wish you the best of luck. At this time, we would like to take an opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Vandalia for their warm hospitality each and every time we come here. Of course, thanks to our sponsors. And, of course, you need to understand, listeners, that if it were not for our sponsors, we would not be able to bring high school football action your way. So we do appreciate all of our sponsors and hope that you will patronize them whenever you get the opportunity. A special thanks goes back to the studio, to Levi Ubelt, who produced today's game. Pharma partner Dan Newkirk, this is Gary Boker. One final time from Vandalia High School. Our final score is Vandalia 7, North Mac 0. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.